Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone, to episode number 154 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you've had a good week. Hope you're rocking and rolling wherever you are at this stage of May. Isn't it hard to believe? It's going to be May 18th when this thing comes out. So, hope your May is going well. Hope you're getting ready for summer. And you're out of school, or you've got the kids out of school, or maybe you're getting ready to go on a vacation. Hopefully you'll take some time off this summer to reflect and think and continue to grow and all of those good things that that we get to do on this journey that we call life. So I thought this week, I really liked this. I found this from Good Minds Quote is where it came from. But signs that you're an emotionally strong individual. So these are signs that you're an emotionally strong individual. There's 14 of them. And so I'm just going to kind of go through them this week. It's not going to be a really long episode. But I think there are some things in here that will really cause some of you to perk up and ask yourself, is this me or is this not me? Do I do these things naturally? Do I have to work at them? And could I do them more often to be more emotionally strong? And when I start going through these, I think you'll perk up a little bit, because the things, the ones that will resonate with you are probably the ones you need to work on, right? The ones that don't really hit you in a certain way, you're like, I'm good there. But there will be things that will come up that maybe you just need to pause and say, hey, let's take a look at this. Maybe go back through some past episodes, because several of these I talk about in specific episodes. But this week, it's really talking about how you can know, or at least some signs that you can know, that you are emotionally strong. And here's the other thing that I like to do. And this isn't about, judging others, but if you're in a leadership role and you're hiring people, or you're leading people, you're managing people, you have people that are underneath you, or even you're managing up, there are people above you that you get to interact with each and every day. You can start to notice when you're in a really good emotional position for yourself, you start to notice things in others, and you're like, I can see that they're struggling there. That's an area I can see that they struggle. Doesn't mean that you're responsible for trying to fix it, okay? But it can help you become a better leader, Because now all of a sudden you're going, oh, I wonder what kind of experience that person went through to cause this. I wonder what insecurity is coming up in them that's causing them to act in a certain way. Okay? So let me give you an example. Number one, here's number one, and I'm going to go through 14 of these, but number one of a sign that you're an emotionally strong individual. They do not blame others for the consequences of their actions. So you do not blame others for the consequences of your actions. So if you've done something or someone else has done something and you see that, they take responsibility. They don't blame someone else. So if you're in a leadership role and you notice that you have a person that is always blaming someone else for something they did, that person did, you start asking yourself questions. Okay, why are they doing this? Why do they feel the need to blame someone else? What is that insecurity that comes up? What is that deficiency in their work pattern or work ethic that comes up? And then you can become a better manager from there. It doesn't mean you keep the person if at some point you need to fire them and you need to move on, but you are able to see that person and see that situation in a different light because you're looking through a different lens. So powerful. It's so powerful. And if you can get out of your own way to where you're just, you know, looking at the person and their actions rather than seeing what's behind that, right? What's behind the curtain, you will become a better leader. So number one, they do not blame others for the consequences of their actions. Number two, they forgive without accepting or expecting, excuse me, an apology. They forgive others without expecting an apology. How many of us have done, well, I'm sorry I did this to you. Aren't you sorry too? Right? We may not even say it out loud, but we're waiting on it. Oh, you're not going to apologize? You know, we do this with our spouses a lot. I said, I'm sorry. I'm waiting. Right? No, that's like a child. But being emotionally strong, right? You forgive others without expecting the apology in return. Remember, when you're forgiving someone, that's for you. You're doing that for you because they may not accept it. They may not accept the apology, but you get to do it for you. Number three, emotionally strong people give up sulking or feeling sorry for themselves, right? Or living in a victim mentality. Emotionally strong people give up sulking. Number four, they focus on long-term results instead of short-term gratification. They focus on long-term results instead of short-term gratification. So instead of trying to please yourself in the moment or get the deal in the moment, you're looking at long-term results, not just what happens quickly. Number five, this one's big. This one's big for some of you. Others' validation has little to do with your behavior. So other people's validation of you has little to do with your behavior, right? When you can be so confident in yourself that you don't have to have validation from someone else and you still behave and perform and do the way you want to do it, man, that is a strong individual. It's a strong individual. So other people's validation has little to do with your behavior. How many of you live or die with someone's approval rating of you? That's tough. It's tough. Could be your spouse, could be your boss, could be your mom, could be your dad, could be a sibling. You're just looking for that validation for someone to say, you're okay. You're okay. And I'm here to tell you, you're okay anyway, without their validation. Number six.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
They value life and the people they have in their lives. They value life and the people they have in their lives. They value the life that they have. They're not looking to be like someone else. They value the family, the people that they have in their life. Even if it's not their birth family. Maybe it's an adopted family. Maybe it's a working family that has, you know, just embraced you. But they value life, life itself, the breath, the next breath that you get to take, and the people that they have in their lives. Number 7, they're advisors as well as listeners when someone opens up to them. They are advisors as well as listeners when someone opens up to them. Have you ever been around someone when you try to open up, all they want to do is talk about themselves? Ever been around that person? They don't want to talk about you. They don't want to hear what. Don't be that person. That person's not emotionally strong. They just need to tell you all about them. A person that's emotionally strong are able to advise and listen. And listen. And ask great questions. Right? Number 8. They trust people, but slowly. Doesn't mean you have to just go in blindly and trust everyone you come in contact with. No. But you can trust people, but slowly. You slowly earn and build that trust. And number 9, they keep a balance between their emotions and intelligence. I like that one. They keep a balance between their emotions and intelligence, because if we let our intelligence be taken over by our emotions all of the time, then we get in trouble, right? Because you're making an emotional decision. You make a rash decision. You have to be able to separate those two. Okay, here's what's going on in my body. Here's what I feel. But here's what I know that I need to do because I'm making an intelligent and a smart and a calculated decision. Whether it be for your work, whether it be for home, whether it be for your family, whatever. Right? Keep a balance between your emotions and your intelligence. Number 10, I've talked about this before in a podcast, but about your past. Your past is a place for lessons. The present is where you focus. The past is a place for lessons. The present is where you focus. Remember, the past only lives in your brain, right? It's only the only place it is. So don't live there. Don't dwell there. Don't let that story keep playing over and over there of something that happened years ago. Live in the precious present of what is today. Number 11, they are at peace with the wars they have inside them. It's called acceptance. So you have these wars that are going on, right? We have these mental battles. We have these battles that go on each day, but you become at peace with those because you accept those. And then you begin to deal with them and learn how to move through them. You don't have to stay within that war for the rest of your life, but it's going to be there. You're going to have that tug of war feeling. You're going to have that pressure that you feel to go back and to live in that past. But you recognize and you know, hey, I can be at peace with this because I can accept it and I can accept me for me, right? Sometimes they daydream, but they accept reality and shape their lives according to it. Doesn't mean that you never dream. Doesn't mean that you never think about the future. But you accept reality, you accept where you are, and you shape your lives according to it. I would always encourage you to dream big. But there may be dreams that are out there that they're just not going to happen. For me right now, I just turned 50. I'm not going to become a professional baseball player. It's not going to happen. So there's no sense in me sitting around dwelling and dreaming about being a professional baseball player. It's just not going to happen. But I can see where I am now, and I can say, okay, let me shape my life according to this. What can I do today to make the best life that I can possibly make? What can I do? What can you do? Number 13, they are less reactive to others' opinions of them. They're less reactive to others' opinions of them. If that person has never been in your shoes, you shouldn't even listen to them to begin with. If they don't know what you're going through, or if they can't get in there and empathize with what you're going through, why would you listen to them? They've never been in your shoes. They've never walked that battle you're walking. They don't even know how to deal with it. They're not able to deal with their own battles. And yet you let that person get all up in your business because of their opinion of you. But a strong person, an emotionally strong person, are less reactive. You don't react to other people's opinions of you. And then the last one. They don't believe in perfection, but rather realism. And how I like to say this is it's progression over perfection, right? It's progression over perfection. We're trying to be more progressive today and make more progress today than we did yesterday. That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to be perfect. We're trying to make progress. We're trying to make progress with those wars within us. We're trying to make progress with those other people's opinions about us. We're trying to make progress with what we want to do with our lives when it comes to a work relationship, or where it comes to a marital relationship, or where it comes to our relations with our kids. It's a work in progress, but we are progressing rather than trying to be perfect. Because when we try to be perfect, we get ourselves in trouble, right? We get ourselves in trouble. Perfectionism says, please perform perfectly. It's not what we're looking for. What we're looking for is progression rather than that perfection. So take these things this week, rewind, listen. Think about where you are. Think about if you feel like you're emotionally strong. Are you strong enough? Are you strong enough in some of these areas? Are you where you want to be? For some of you, you'll be exactly where you want to be in some of them. But for others, there's going to be areas that you struggle and that you want to grow and that you want to learn. So do that, right? Dwell on those. If I can help you, reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Look forward to seeing you right back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care of you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.